Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio 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 gato, Maserati lo moto, Marco Adele. I'm a mock and what time they go, cause I put up in the
I just want to be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my car, the shape of color. I go make sure, see, I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No, my get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, damn.
Malaku, Ivan! Malaku, come! Shebe make a samoa. Say my cookie now go join court. You want to bamba? You wanna G with the big boys?
Okay, wait, it is 6:30 in the evening on Wednesday. You already know what time it is and you already know what program already it is. It is the only program right here on Radio Fab that is only exclusive on English. Yes, and we titled this one My House because it's just my house. Yes, nothing more better than I can ever title it. So I go by the name Daniel Shevbrook and I am your host on this very, very program. I come here every Wednesday to talk about Afrobeat in general. You know, as I said earlier, and I always keep saying, the genre is getting more recognition around the world. So it's about time somebody out here starts talking about it and start giving it to the world as early as possible. So I guess I'm one of those few people who are trying to, you know, let Italians get to embrace the new culture, like, you know, the Afrobeat in general. So today we're going to be talking about just something that has been trending all over the week, something that we missed out, something we didn't miss out, something we forgot to talk about last 2 weeks, because last week we dedicated it only to Wizkid because he dropped his new album Morayo. And if you haven't listened to the podcast, just go check it out on our website on www.radiofab.it, and you know, you can find every single thing you're looking for up there. And the album, I said I gave it a 9.5 over 10 because I think it's a Wizkid sound. Wizkid gave us what Wizkid know how to do best, so that was just it. And there was no fresh sound. Indeed, there was nothing special, there was nothing different. No, everything was special, sorry, but there was nothing different. It's just Wizkid doing Wizkid thing, you know that cantina. Yes, but this time changing some of the tones and giving us some, you know, exclusive bangers as you normally used to do. And one of the best songs, as I said, for me personally, would be Pray. And I also like the song Bend, but Kese is also there because I wouldn't take that out, because that song, I don't know what to Wizkid for, but it's really making everybody, you know, turn up big time. And yeah, we're back again this time, and we're going to be talking about general things today, nothing special. But in other words, in as much as we're not going to be taking anything special today, in as much as we're going to be listening to good music, searching around, I saw like tons of songs that have been dropped during the week, and some we promised before about the snippy that I had, you know, a couple of weeks back, and I was hoping I was going to play some today. And officially I did added obviously when I knock off this, I'll be bad person, I added some of the songs which I spoke about, that they're going to be dropping the snippet, and when it gets there, hopefully we're going to talk about the songs also. And we still have a lot, like everything in general. Let's just take it one step at a time. But right now, without talking too much, I'll just go straight to Chike Balance. This is a guy that I don't know what I would describe him as, but I would say he's just one of these guys who is literally underrated, but not underrated to the part that a lot of people don't recognize him. We officially do recognize him as one of the best in Afrobeat in general. But talking about underrated in the sense that if Chike doesn't drop anything, I just be like, Chike, one of those artists will be like, even if you not drop anything for like 6 months, Chike Fear Dark More for Map. I'm not trying to kill that away from him. That's one thing I've come to notice about him. Chike is one of those guys who just come, do one song, and he becomes a banger and leaves again. But this time he's back again with Bless Am. The last one he did was Egu, which he did with Late Mobad, and an amazing song. The song really topped the chart. And I guess we also played on this very program, if I can remember. So talking about Chike right now, he came back again a couple of weeks back, and he titled this one Balance Am. So without talking too much, this is Balance Am by Chike, and we're gonna be back after the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, song now. This was Chike, or that was Chike Balanza. As I said earlier, he's just one of these guys I just love so much. I don't know why. It probably is because of the way he delivers his song. It's just this artist. I just think, like, up there vocally, I can say he's with Simi. Officially, I can say that he's with Simi up there vocally. Like, the guy good at being. Momo, give him his flower. So that was Chike Balanza. And talking about entertainment in general, our great pastor Toby just lost his case court in the United Kingdom, which allegedly they said they saw, according to the newsmaker, I just put it like this, he was, you know, handling the, so they found out he had 1.5 million pounds with him, which he was unable to account for, and right now he's being deported back to Nigeria. I don't know if the actions has been taken or it has not, but all I'm trying to say is he just lost his case of the 1.5 million allegedly, I'll repeat myself, of the 1.5 million pounds that was not able to be traced. Without, like, the money was traced to him, but without regular recommendations, like, in the sense that there was no business transaction that was done, that the money was given to him. Yeah, there was no legit business out there that was proven. And for me, I would say, I think it's about time we start doing that to Nigerian pastors also, because I think a lot of these people are using Christianity to cover themselves, in the sense that you see pastors, you know, dealing on private jets, why a country is still trying to, you know, struggle or trying to meet up to expectations, and only in the name of, they are doing the will of God. I know fully where they are, but I think the first will of God you're meant to do is to save humanity, so not to be the celebrity. I don't know if I'm making any sense here. So Pastor Toby, I don't know if I should call this a great news or a sad news, but I would say, according to the birthday that I watched the last time, the videos from your birthday that I watched the last time, I wasn't really pleased, because as a man of God, you should not be living such an extravagant life, not because of you can't, just because you shouldn't. Yes, there are things you should be able to understand that, yes, I was called to do a ministry, not for me to flaunt or how will I say it, as an African, I always keep saying there's a way you flaunt your money. I think you feel like you're oppressing others. I'll repeat myself. As an African, I just think there's a way you flaunt your money. I'll think you're oppressing others. Likewise, politicians, likewise, every other person, celebrities also. Because celebrities for me, I would just say probably it's because it's the lifestyle that is funding it. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Like, for example, if I am a fashion designer or a brand ambassador, for example, and I'm an influencer and I'm trying to talk about my product every single day, and I flex on different clothes, I wear it to places, and I do this, yes, I'm officially, I'm not trying, God knows willingly, I'm not trying to, because it's my hustle, is what I'm doing, so I'm trying. But not you as a pastor, please make it make sense. You are trying to tell us that we are all walking towards heaven, and at the end of the day you are spending money and building future and fortunes for your children. So please make it make great sense to me. So at the end of the day, I'm not yet to judge, as I said earlier, but some of the videos that I've been seeing from Pastor Toby, I am gladly that such a thing has been finally put to justice, and I wish same can be done and you know, passed out to other pastors out there in Africa, not just Nigeria, but Africa in general. So without talking too much right now, I have CK, and the title is one, Addicted. I'm talking about CK. This is the same guy who sang Love Wanted It, and he was on the top chart for a couple of months, if not years. Yes, I'm not talking about Africa, I'm talking about globally. But right now he's back again, and the title is one, Addicted, and featuring one of my greatest combo. I don't know if I could call them one of my greatest combo, but they are in Afrobeat, and they go by the name The Cavemen. And without talking too much, we have Addicted by CK featuring Cavemen. We'll be back after the song. By the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and you're listening to My House. I go by the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
I'm gonna take my time with your body, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Like a surgeon, precise with your body, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's make a movie.
Don't you know what you have done to me? Girl, I'm addicted to you. Oh, don't you know what you have done to me? Girl, I'm addicted to you.
I'm gonna take my time with your body, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. like a surgeon, precise, whichever deal.
Let's make a movie.
Don't you know what you have done to me? Girl, I'm addicted to you. Oh, don't you know what you have done to me? Girl, I'm addicted to you.
Okay, that was Addicted by CK featuring Caveman. And I earlier said they are one of my best duo right now from Afrobeat, like literally. Because they know how to sing better or they write better. Yes, they do that also. Like, one of the best composers ever. Trust me, I'm not trying to overhype them. But I also love the way they bring Alive into it. Like, as earlier said, and I always keep saying, Afrobeat is not just the only sound from Africa, but is the most popular at this very moment. And Amapiano also made his own way because South Africa, you know, is South Africa. South Africa just know how to make their sound good and better. And I love South Africans also giving shout out to Nigerians because since we started hopping on the sound, it became a global sensation. And talking about the sound itself, we have also Nigeria Hello, we have Fuji, we have like the recent song dropped by Asheke was titled Fuji. Yes, it's just a sound also that was, you know, originated out of Afrobeat, but sounds way different from Afrobeat itself. And talking about the sounds also, we have High Life, which is from the Easterners, and we have also Konjo. A lot of sounds out there in Africa, just Nigeria alone, not Africa, sorry, in Nigeria alone. And we have also Makosa from like the Congolese, the Iberians, that the Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, and I know, you know, all of those parts from Africa. And this is just the sound is not just consisting of Afrobeat itself, but other gems that deal with it. But the most popular right now, as I said, and I always keep saying, is Afrobeat. So I love what Caveman always normally do, no matter how they've been, you know, impactful in every song. They try to bring in the Alive, their own Alive, because I think they are from the eastern part of Nigeria, which I think and I know and I'm sure, because the way they sing, the way they sound, is just the, like, how will I say it? It's like when you hear an Atlanta trying to rap, you definitely know, because they always know how to do drill, not just hip-hop itself. Like, hip-hop in general is the main thing, but when you talk about different sounds of it, they got drill, they got rap, they got, you know, different sounds. I don't know if I'm making anything clear here. So I think I love the way they bring it into Afrobeat, and they are able to blend it in. And I even think they play instrument as well. They are one of those few artists who does play instrument from Nigeria. So you see why I say they are one of the most talented, and I really love what they've been able to put together in general. So next on our list, we have Crayon and Young John, and they both titled this one You. Now, talking about Young John, I've spoke about this guy a couple of times, and I keep saying, and I will keep saying, he your colleague production, he just gonna sing. I don't understand that, but let's see. This is Crayon, also the guy I rated 5-star one time when he nearly came to Mavi, because there's one thing I love about artists. When you're an artist, I love your, not just your sound, I also love that you are able to bring something new. That's what Rema did, and is heading up to it this very moment. Rema head up to what he was just doing at that time, forgot about the criticism, worked more about on it. And I guess everybody's trying to copy it right now. Some people, not everybody though. Crayon also came at that time, was able to bring his own tone, bring his own, you know, way of singing, his own dance. And I was like, man, this guy is not just talented, but multi-talented. But at the end, he's just one of those guys who I rated 5-star, but I just gave him 2-star vibes, trust me. But right now he's back again, and he's with this time Young John, one of our biggest producer. But right now he just turned to an artist full time. Young John still produced most CC your songs, we still produce, listen, they are big, and both titled this one You. So after the song, we're gonna be back. Stay tuned.
London.
I know be that kind of G where they take this personally, yo. Wow, wow, wow. But I cannot forget your first impression on me, yo. Gigi. Oh, baby, actually, I go like this for your sanctuary. Enter my life in the right timing. You said they love to without trying. Oh, baby, gradually, you don't creep on me gradually. I know they catch feelings normally. Make you give me peace, because you know that I cannot stop thinking of you. You, I cannot stop thinking of you. You, you give me something special. I love you so unconditionally. Thinking of you.
What's in my job? No go let them win. What's in my book?
Baby, what's in my
book? This our love. Nobody else can understand. And I'm so into you. Don't know what has gotten into you. You already know that I'm mad over you. Nothing shall ever get like over you. Peperi, peperi, peperi. Itori emoti di shege. But I know say di shege go pay you. Ololu femi ojo pada wale. I cannot stop thinking of you. Because you know that
I cannot stop thinking of you. You, I cannot stop thinking of you. You, you give me something special. I love you so unconditionally.
Listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Crayon and Young John, the Weeknd producer. But right now, he's more of an artist than a producer himself. Yes, and talking about entertainment news again, singer and songwriter Skiz has publicly criticized the Nigerian police force following an alleged altercation on December 4th, 2024, which was today. And the artist shared his experience on social media platform S, formerly known as Twitter, which he recounted an incident near Magodo in Lagos while on en route to an interview at CTFM. Calling out the police, he wrote, "Nigerian police will stop being a joke. Will not stop being a joke, sorry. So yesterday, the Nigerian police was under the bridge closed to Magodo as if you're going to Fela Shrine. Stopped us, sorry, on our way to CTFM last night and display a plenty madness of pointing guns at us as if we were criminals after they finish the usual BS." And according to the singer, the police officers requested Christmas money from him and he refused, and they reportedly threatened to delay him and search his vehicle. Skiz narrated, "They now ask for money for Christmas. Then I said, I swear I'm not giving, and we are late for our interview, and they said a lot of rubbish, and they said they would delay us and search us, and I said my level of hatred for this joke called the Nigerian police force will not let me want to ever be at your mercy, so we dropped for them to search." So the police eventually searched the car and found bundle of cash, which Skiz says escalated the situation, and they started saying, "Okay, so you get money and you don't want to give us. We will show you today," he wrote, noting that despite the threat, nothing incriminating was found, and the officers allegedly continue to make remarks, but eventually let the artist go after verifying his vehicle document. He concluded, Nigerian police force, I would never respect those fools unless people, not only to stop Benz Unasabi when Yawa gas Unawo Benz, foolish idiot. And at the end, what he was trying to say, he wrote in Pidgin English, by the way, and he was trying to say, what the Nigerian police force only know how to do is to harass people with big cars, and when you call them in situations of emergencies, there will be nowhere to be fucking found. And he ended the quote by saying, foolish idiots. Yes. And I'm not saying Skiz should have just given them something, at least just to make his day a great one. But I'm also saying, in as much as Skiz was trying to make things right, because how will I say it? This is the problem I keep having with Nigerian police force and PF. Searching and checking of documents could be your job, which I think is the job of the road safety, first of all. But checking documents could also be your job, no problem. If there is nothing wrong with the documents or the driving license or whatever thing, it is so official for you to let the person go. Except if there is something wrong and it consists of legal documents or whatever thing, you are supposed not to even arrest the person. According to what I think, I'm just saying from my point of view, you're supposed to report the case to the, what is it called, to the road safety, delay the person, call the nearest road safety officials, and they'll come over, you hand over the person to them. But what would Nigerian police call it? Do me not understand what they give them that kind of mind? And according to his story right now, Nigeria Deputy for Cold War, because I felt like somebody might be asking you for just something like a Baba Fine or something now. And you're like, please, I don't have anything. I just want to go to my interview and, you know, just go do what I know how to do best. And coming to search your car and it comes to see, man, maybe they see like 1 million or 500k for your car and for your hand, you know. They'll be like, why you know, just give us 10k and you go, you know. I know how the police also felt, but on the other hand, it is not Skiz duty to be, that's officially bribe on the other hand. So right now I have Dr. Maro Minimum Kava, so we'll be back after the very great song.
Ha. C'est bon.
Chérie, moi j'ai mérité le repos minimum 5. VHG invite au minimum 6. Minon sur le déco minimum 3. Un minimum 5. Mérité le repos minimum 5. VHG invite au minimum 6. Minon sur le déco minimum 3. Un minimum 5.
10 sur 10 c'est la notation. Allez, pina cotazo. J'suis numéro 1 sans prétention.
Chérie, en vrai, j'ai reçu les contrats. Donc je négocie, t'inquiète, j'ai les contacts pour changer. J'n'ai pas de compte à rendre, j'agis comme si j'avais 2-3 comptes en Suisse.
J'suis pas mauvais,
j'suis pas mauvais.
Non, j'suis pas mauvais,
j'suis pas mauvais.
J'suis pas mauvais,
j'suis pas mauvais.
Chérie, moi j'ai mérité le repos minimum 5. VHG invite au minimum 6. Minon sur le déco minimum 3. Un minimum 5. Mérité le repos minimum 5. VHG invite au minimum 6. Minon sur le déco minimum 3. Un minimum 5.
Pina Cotazo. 10 sur 10 c'est la notation. Allez, Pina Cotazo. J'suis numéro 1 sans prétention.
Y'en a un, tu peux laisser tomber Boumara. J'ai dit justice de Dieu, y'en a un. Repos bien mérité pour moi.
J'suis pas mauvais,
j'suis pas mauvais.
Non, j'suis pas mauvais,
j'suis pas mauvais.
J'suis pas mauvais,
j'suis pas mauvais.
Chérie, moi j'ai mérité le repos minimum 5. VHG invite au minimum 6. Minon sur le déco minimum 3. Un minimum 5. Mérité le repos minimum 5. VHG invite au minimum 6. Minon sur le déco minimum 3. Un minimum 5.
Go by the name Dachula Chevron, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Minimum Sukav. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Or Minimo Sa. I don't know. I'm not French. I'm not trying to be. And this is one of the genres I was telling you that also from Africa, but everybody just categorize everything to be Afrobeat. This is full-time Makosa, not Afrobeat, ladies and gentlemen. So that was from Dr. What's his name again? Mommy, I've forgotten it. Yes, Dr. Yeah. And he's on number 2 on the Afrobeat songs on the list. I don't know how it got there, but I think it's an amazing song because as hearing it at this very moment, it's, I don't know. Sometimes I just think hearing song the first time, maybe probably the moments you're not really paying attention to the, you know, to the sound, to the music, to the lyrics. Though I don't know what this one exactly is saying, but there are sometimes when you not really listen to the kind of song. Like as I told a friend of mine, I was like, there is a mood that you get to relate to some kind of songs like you're listening to. That is why I think choosing a song when you are in a particular mood, it's very, very important. It does change, or it does add to the conditions. Like when you're sad and you're listening to a sad song, you easily relate. Trust me, I know what I'm saying. When you're happy and you're listening to a happy song, it boosts up the energy more. And when you're partying and you're listening to a party song, like when Rema dropped his album early this year. I reviewed the album here also on my house, and I really did a lot of criticism to the album. I did, especially to that song Ozeba. I'm a Benin boy, and I know Ozeba is just trouble. It doesn't mean anything. It's just trouble. It doesn't even make any sense. So somebody sang it in the song Ozeba. What the fuck? I criticized the song a lot, but the first time I heard it in the club, it sounded nice to me. First of all, I would say it sounded nice and not too great. I didn't say great, but nice. I was like, okay, fine, what to do. But I will not forget the day I really fell in love with the song when I was in Geneva, you know, at a party, at a friend's party, very big party, and it was also a club, and we're just there, and the next thing, they just slapped us there, but everybody stood up and was, you know, hyping the song up and matching it. Trust me, it might be alcohol, I don't also know, but the song I was easily relating to the same song that I criticized. So what I'm trying to say is, there are some songs that are created for some certain mood, and if you can't relate to a song at a particular time, that doesn't mean the song is bad. Yeah, they are bad songs, obviously they are bad songs, but that doesn't mean the song is bad. But sometimes you are not just in the right mood for the right song at that very moment. So right now we have Fireboy, and the title is one, Compromise, and featuring Rema, and this one also from his album 2 years ago. I've forgotten the name of this album, and I don't know how to describe the song, but since then Fireboy has also been on board trying to do one or two things to make sure he's back. But on the other hand, or on the contrary, I still prefer some of the songs from his last album, sorry to say. So this is one of them, and it's titled Compromise, and featuring the one and only Rema.
Not because of you I compromise. Not because of you I compromise. Many things we I know they do, but because of you I don't they compromise. Okay, Mute, would you come tonight? Shall I come to yours or you come to mine? Anyhow we be, we go compromise. Hey, hey, ah, compromise. 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 I thought she been with any other girl, yeah, yeah, when I'm on talk. My baby, they fuck she other guys for me, cause she's in love. Don't know why I'm feeling insecure, I bust down on the truck. I know what the sacrifices I made for her, and the one she made for me. Because of you I compromise. Not because of you I compromise. Many things we are not they do, but because of you I don't they compromise. Okay Mute, would you come tonight? Should I come to yours or you come to mine? Any I repeat, we go compromise. Hey, hey, ah.
I no go mind if you pass the night. I no get the answer if you ask me why. All that I know is I love you and I cannot let this moment pass me by. I looked into her eyes and asked her what is love. She said love is sacrifice. If I have to die, bring me back to life. Call on me, call on me. Anything you need me, just call on me. Call on me, call on me. Said I only I want to call on me. He wanna call no more, call on me. He wanna call him only sorry see. He wanna call him only bond see. He wanna call only back one on me. Compromise. Because of you, I compromise. Because of you, I compromise. Many things we are not to do, but because of you, I don't think compromise. Okay, Mute, would you come tonight? Feel like I'm to yours when you come to mine. Any I repeat, we go compromise. Hey, hey, ah.
Compromise. I go by the name Dachula Sherbrook, and you're listening to My House.
Okay, that was Compromise by the one and only Fireboy featuring Rema. And for those of you who don't know, Davido has been literally going around, you know, doing a lot of interview these days. And the interview, they really best many people. And the interview is really kind of also, you know, gingering a lot of people. I don't know how to say it. He's just in a different mood right now. I don't know what is coming over Davido, but I think I used to think he's this kind of a political guy, though I know fully well he's not a full-time politician, but I used to see him as a political guy because, you know, his uncles and his family members literally runs politics and they run the national affairs, some of the national affairs in Nigeria also. And so I just think he's a political guy and all of those things. But in his recent interview, he's just been slamming Nigerian government. I don't know the kind of Igbo when he smoke, but I just think the Igbo he did okay. Yes, the Igbo did okay because whatever he's saying, and a lot of people has been backlashing him. I don't know what Nigerians want. I don't know. I think this is the same guy who does something and a lot of people, you know, criticize him for it. Probably it's because it's Davido, because I think if it is Wiz or Burna that just said any of these things that he said, which is gonna be a big deal, first of all, it might just literally skyrocket their career to whatever thing they want it to be. But when it comes to Davido, whatever he does becomes a big deal. So as people keep saying, there are people who are easy to hate on, because first of all, they just think, he's got the money, he's got the great family, he's just seen, he never studied in Nigeria, you know, all of those things. And a lot of people, they are easy to hate when it comes to that. And I think it's a very wrong thing to do, because not be papa tell your papa make your papa no work. You don't understand. Like, I mean, I had to, you know, working my ass off to make sure my children, great-grandchildren, you know, get a better future. Why you they smoke your own throw away? I don't know if I didn't make any sense. I'm not trying to criticize you, but, you know, come to think of it. But on the other hand, my picking can't enjoy the fruit of my labor tomorrow. You call it jealous, Sam. But I worked for it. What do you, dad? I don't want to hear those no opportunity shit, because sometimes it doesn't come. But you've got to go out and get it. Now, maybe that can press. I just believe like that. So you don't have to hate on somebody because they had an easy life than you, or they had it easy going or easy coming, different from you, and you just think, man, he doesn't understand the struggle. And that's why I keep saying Davido is more of a street person than a street person. Yes, he might not be born into the street, but officially I think Davido is a full-time street boy, because he understood what it feels like to be, you know, in struggles. Around the recent interview, he even said that Don Jazzy and the band motivated him to pursue his music career. And he said in the interview, and he said, according to Davido, as a 14-year-old growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, he picked up Don Jazzy and the band from the airport while, you know, playing host to the Nigerian stars. He narrated how he took them around and what just spent over $20,000 in the club. This superstar lifestyle showed him the possibility of becoming a music star someday, and led Davido to make bold move of dropping out of school and traveling back to Nigeria. And you know, the rest became history. And in his previous interview, Davido shared the first insight of the Nigerian superstar with a global appeal was The Banj. And The Banj is one of those African most famous entertainers whose music popularized Afrobeats and contributed to it internationally. Appealing to the Nigerian music, his track Oliver Twist, yes, is one of the best is the first or one of the Nigerian first breaker songs internationally, and he described it as inspirational. And Davido also dedicated to his craft. Davido's dedication to his craft paved a massive way for his career and also spanned over decades, well, of lifetime, and he becoming one of the biggest African, you know, artists of all time. Yes. And talking about Dibanj, in as much as a lot of people are giving, was this called Two-Face is flowers, because he was the one who, the first person to win a major trophy outside of Africa, which is the MTV award at that time. But I think the Dibanj Oliver Twist really made it. Was it not in the top 10 UK chart at that time? I'm not making any mistake. And that was the same thing that brought Kanye to Nigeria to sign him. And after that song, the rest was just history, trust me. But just that, the breakup was not good for a lot of Nigerians. They didn't kind of like it because we were looking up to them. They were making it big. And as on the recent interview, I also watched about Dibanj giving his own side of the story. And he said, not that Dibanj... not that Don Jazz didn't want to, you know, sign to Kanye, but it just felt like there was no need. They were already big in Africa, so why going elsewhere? And, like, you know, as I'll keep saying, it's better to live like a lion in the jungle than to live like a dog in the city. So that was what Dibanj, Don Jazzy was trying to avoid. But Dibanj was like, no, I need to take my craft elsewhere and see how it goes. And trust me, they both made it big, and big indeed. But just that, Don Jazzy is now more of an, you know, a businessman right now in Africa, while the band just focus on other things. So without talking too much, I have Ice, Boy P, and Brown Joe. And these are the same two guys who did Ogechi and Davido was in the remix. And they are back again by the new song titled Constantly. So we're going to be back after the song.
Choco.
I go by the name Dachel Shevrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
I want to know who they give you my to divine. I want to know who be that guy with the ties. Fine boy like me. Why you gonna do so if you pop up? Oh baby, don't. You thought I put more candy finger calling them all. Oh no. Oh baby, wait. Me happy to give you all the love of passion. Oh baby, you be calling me back.
Love me back.
You just make a baby finish that she's over. This is how I love.
This is how I love.
This is how I love. This is how I love you all day forever. Jump for granite, jump for my granite. You burn my baby, oh.
My all in one.
I don't need you in my life, oh my baby. And I need you to ever do.
Cause I
need. And if I don't see you, although I feel to grace. Now your love, I want all.
Cause I
need. They say that love is mine, but I can see my baby. Now she had to see I'm clear,
clear.
Cause I need. I want to wear what I need to you, God. Feel like a chocolate, oh. You activate the loving, mommy it is certain. All my love is all for you. If you can't stop it to the party, no good mind it is nothing. All my money's just for you. Since 2016, baby, I've been on your beat. I value money with the basic, your sherry. I know they don't balance, so that meant for love. But it's 2024, I got you in my seas. My baby, my name. Everything I do, say is not enough for you. Please, I take on my knees. Say me no go wanna lose you.
Baby, wait. Me happy to give you all the love of passion. No, baby, be calling me back. Love me back.
You just make her do the finish, but she's over. This is how I love.
This is how I love.
This is how I love. This is how I love. You there forever. Jump for granite, jump for my granite. You are my baby,
oh.
I don't need change, you are my life, for my baby. And I need to ever do.
Cause I need.
I even see you, although I feel to grace. Now your love, I want all.
Cause I need.
They say that love is mine, but I can see my baby. Now she had to see I'm clear, clear.
Cause I need.
I want to wear whatever to you, God. Feel like a chocolate, oh.
on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Constantly by Ice Boys and the other guys. And I'm talking about them, as I said earlier, since Ogechi came out, those guys have been literally doing something magical. And talking about Ogechi itself, I just think they shouldn't drop. But I just felt like they are going to be one of those artists who just gets to, you know, have a one hit thing. And after that one, you're not going to hear from any game. But I felt like they disappointed me. And if they could keep it up, I don't know if they are a group or I don't know how to describe them, but I haven't read much about them or even try to discover them individually, because I think each of them are always in each other's songs, and this is the best two hit songs they've literally dropped: Ogechi, The Remix, and Constantly. And they're amazing guys, amazing writers, and I don't know who is producing for them, but trust me, also an amazing producer they've got. And talking about entertainment news again, I don't know if this is more like big news right now in Nigeria, because the human rights lawyer Dele Fortimi allegedly in court for defamation of Afe Babalola. And not just him in general, because the way a lot of celebrities are reacting to it, people like Charlie Boy, MC Macaroni, and they took on Instagram to really spoke about it. I don't know, everybody got their own opinion about things, but trust me, what really happened was that the human rights lawyer activist Dele Fortimi has been arrested before an Ekiti State magistrate court on Wednesday, which was today, and with 16 court charges of defamation. And the charges stems from the alleged defamatory system made against Afe Babalola San and a former Babalola University in Formatami Books Nigeria and its criminal justice system. And operatives of the Ekiti State Police Command arrested Fortimi at his Lagos residence on Tuesday, which was yesterday, and arrived in court approximately by 10 a.m. And I don't know, the thing is, I don't know what were the charges, what happened from the beginning, but the way celebrities are taking this thing, but I don't know if they are trying to use this to divide the country or, you know, divide people's attention, because I just think there's a lot already going on. And if we can, I know everybody has their own opinion on things, like people can speak on particular stuff that is happening at a particular moment, but I'm just saying, if this could be one of these things that they're just trying to, you know, ruin the diversion of the country and be like, yes, because a lot is already going on, and I think right now things ain't going right as a country for Nigeria itself. This could be a great time for people to start, you know, looking back on protesting or trying to work on greater things again as a country. But here we are, you know, arguing about allegation over somebody just made about somebody. So I don't know, it is what it is, as people will always say. So we have Likesh, Fireboy, DML, and IOMAF. And I promised you this song a couple of weeks ago, and yes, they finally released it, and we're gonna be listening it together. Me, I never seen it before, so nothing come. So without talking too much, I have Likesh, Fireboy, DML, and IOMAF. We're gonna be back after this very song.
If it's nothing, I'll give you more. Put your barrel, boom, barrel. Anytime you call, I'm picking up.
Baby, me, I know feedback for you. I gave up myself for you. Now I don't know what else to do. I know feedback for you.
I did freedom with Musari, Musa Kilomita. Omo inu mata, inu mata, elulu mata. Omi ojo to rolanu, ola lumape. Toba ni kuseyon ni be, ni bole yon awa. Si mi sola baby, toba she mi tata, kumayi. Muranti ojo si, she lo fi mi kara, omo no issues. Sakara olu ujeni, baby mami no bimi. Sakara olu ujeni, cause you know I know fivers for you.
I'll risk it all, I'll give it all. If it's not enough, I'll give you more. Put your barrel, boom, barrel. Anytime you call, I'm picking up.
Baby, me, I know feedback for you. I gave up myself for you. Now I don't know what else to do. I know feedback for you.
I know fit to vex for you. If I vex for you, I'm a day long shame you. Anytime I go shopping, I'ma shop for two. For my only lady, oh. If it's a love, in my love, cause only if you hold me down for sure. Only if you stay my wife, it'll break my heart, it'll mess me up alone.
Most stupid girl, for this love more crazy girl. And if I dey like go, me baby me low. Girl, I can't take this anymore. Shake me, break me, I'ma shame me, but she won't. Yeah, let me take you there. Show me your silhouette, make I do you well. Yeah. Baby, me, I know fever
for you.
I gave up myself
for you.
Now I don't know what else to do.
I know fever for you.
Okay, that was Leakage, Fireboy, DML, and IOMAF. And I talked about IOMAF a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago precisely. And I also said he's just one of these guys who I just think is going to be, you know, a sensation, a superstar in future terms. Because his collaboration that he's already getting at this very, I don't know how long he's been in the game, but at this very tender beginning, I just think he's already getting this love and recognition already. And I hope and I pray he keeps up to it. And at the end of the day, he'll be able to gather things up and, you know, make a great star out of himself at the end of the day. I just pray for him. He should be able to do that. And talking about Fireboy, Leakage, I also said he's belong also, since this guy just left, what is it called, YBNL, is just trying to struggle to get back to the top. Even this new song is just on number 48 or 47, if I'm not making any mistakes, on the top 50 of Afrobeat. And I just think it's a very poor beginning for him, because I'll say it again, because the Leakage you used to know, Jama, it's just this guy who I just think is just gonna take, you know, or drag spots with people like Olamide forever. And but at the end of the day, I came to realize that even the Olamide self, all those points, they don't just try, they over try. That is why I was having a conversation with a couple of friends of mine, and I told them, there's one thing about entertainment: if you are able to stay there for 3-4 years, you over try. But so don't use yourself to compare people like Davido, Wizkid, and even Bonner is not even up to 10 years in the game, you know, constantly, let me put it that way. Because I just think it's so difficult, you know, getting to give these people what they want back, heat after heat after heat, mama, you know, easy, nothing come, as in, not your reason. So I just think Leakage also, you know, did his whole thing, and I think it's about time he hang his boot, because he said, okay, maybe the upstart still continue from where I first stopped. And talking about his rival at that time, Ricardo Banks, we never even hear from them for a very long time, though he has been doing songs, he's been releasing tracks, don't get it twisted, but none of his track has ever made it anywhere. So I just think, hope and I pray the same thing doesn't happen to Ruga, because of his recent move that he did recently from Joseon Ward. He left the record label complaining and all of those things, and they strip him off his contract. But I just hope it doesn't get that bad for him, because if it does, Ruga is going to be those one of those stars that I'm going to be like, yeah, you just messed things up again. Because he had a recent track with Tiwa Savage, not doing quite too bad, in as much as not doing well as Ruga used to. You know, Ruga does his Ruga thing, but at the end of the day, the competition is getting tougher and bigger. So I just hope he tied up his bets and you know, get to the spot that he wish and wants to get to. And talking about our next song, we have the mayor of Lagos. He goes by the name Mayoku, if you already know, and he's back again, and he titled his one Innocent, and he's featuring Fireboy also, DML. And this is, you know, the first brand of Davido, I mean Davido Music World, the first branch of it all at all, so in Dremo and the rest of them, who again I don't know if you remember, but these are the guys who really started the DMW. And I don't know if also he has been stripped of his contract, but even if he has, Mayoko has never gotten that. He has always keep getting that recognition that he deserves, and he always keep doing it. And trust me, Mayoko is definitely one of those I can title one of the greats. So right now we have Mayoko Innocent featuring Fireboy, and we're gonna be back after this very song.
Can you come into my residence inside of my room? I can't explain, I got evidence, cause I know you and I'm sure you know me too. I don't give a F,
I'm celibate too.
But if not taboo, sure I'm doing it too. After round one, then we go to round two. I know, say, you know, go believe, say, that I just wanna stand by you. I just wanna stand by you. I don't understand why you think say I no go stand by you.
Oh my baby, I'm a
chole do, chole do, chole go.
Oh my baby,
oh yeah, ki maleko, kaki eko,
ti karasi meko.
Bengi maleko, maleko.
We gonna see tonight. So badly, baby, baby. I tell you everything I feel tonight. You know that me, I know the world. You, I know they say I go to mode. Give me chance, make I show you how many times I done told you. See, I'm in good ginger, you.
I'm just like you, I'm not innocent.
I'm not innocent too.
Can you come into my residence inside of my room? I can't explain, I got evidence. Cause I know you, and I'm sure you know me too.
But if that taboo show, I'm doing it too. After round one, then we go to round two. I know, say, you know, go believe, say, that I just wanna stand by you. I just wanna stand by you. I don't understand why you think, say, I no go stand by you.
I'm a
chole do, semi chole do, semi chole go.
Oh my baby,
boy, yeah, ki maleko, ka kiri eko, ti karo si meko.
Iti walele,
bengi maleko, ti maleto, semi chole go.
Oh my baby,
chole go, semi chole si son lelo.
Okay, that was Innocent by Mayoko and Fireboy DML. Those amazing, two best amazing and great guys, trust me. They just know how to put two great sounds together, and they always deliver what they know how to deliver best. And talking about the show, we're literally coming to the end, which we are. And as your own boy, I always keep saying, I'm the host, Dashiell Chevrolet, and I'm always in the studios of Radio Fab. Hopefully, we'll see you next week again for Blex and an amazing moment again to talk about, you know, African music or entertainment in general. And talking about that, there's been rumors allegedly going around and saying that Netflix might be officially leaving the country, yes, Nigeria. Because I don't know why, but because following the news of the Prime Video exit from Nigeria, Nigeria has rumors that also Netflix is going to leave, and they're doing it quietly because I don't know why. And there's been a different way Nigerians have been able to consume their, you know, their content apart from, you know, YouTube, probably because I still think because we still do a lot of YouTube consumption of Nollywood movies, but Netflix standard movies are also great in the sense that you can still find some premium or advanced movies right there. And I just think maybe probably they're not making their money. I just think that is what I think officially, because if there is no reason for you to just, you know, pack up, because I think the African community is large enough for you to really make a lot of subscription from. I don't know, maybe probably they have their own reason, because Netflix has been a game changer in our Nigerian consumer entertainment. And following the trailing of Nollywood originals to Hollywood blockbusters, the platform has been our go-to for endless binge sessions, date nights, and even family bonding. But recently, Whispers has has been circulating in Netflix might have packed its bags and quietly exit the Nigerian market. I just pray this is not something that officially happens. Let's just say it is a quiet break and it's not something that has officially been made by them as a company. But if it is, it's going to be also not a great news for us Nigerians, because we're going to be all having another way. We'll have to go back to the YouTube whatever thing, or probably just stick to something around. Since Prime has left and what is it called, Netflix has left, Disney was never in Nigeria. And the most funny part was there was even criticism one time that even Disney made a Nigerian movie in Lagos. Voiceovers, everything was made in Lagos, and we don't have, as Nigerians, we don't have Disney Plus to consume the content. So it was so funny, but right now it's becoming Netflix too. So we just hope this doesn't continue, and we want more movie investors to also come and see what they can do with the in Hollywood itself, the bond. I don't know what's really the problem, but if the OGs of the Nollywood can really, you know, come together and make this a final stop and work towards it, and to make sure this thing doesn't just, not just for themselves but also for the future actors and actresses that are coming around, you know, to also have a great opportunity or a great way to also, you know, put out their content out there. So I just pray it's not just YouTube, shouldn't be the only way we are able, you know, to consume our movies. So without talking too much right now, we're coming to the end of the show. Once again, I go by the name Dashlo Sherbrook, and today I'm not leaving you again empty-handed. We're going by a song from Means, and this time it is featuring Tekno and 225 Diallo. I don't even know who that is. I don't know what he has been singing like, how he sounds like. But without talking too much, that's the song I'm leaving you with. And hopefully I'll see you next week again, and we'll have an amazing time, get to dance again, and talk about African entertainment in general. See you next week, and have a blessed week. Bye.
So for the ginger me, I don't go fit good myself. Colorado the ginger me, I don't go do you see my sense. As time I check, we been they connect. Suddenly, you the one using my head. No go they forget. Kill love for shit, waste my time, take my money, take my life, you're my country. Do you mind, I'm bad for you, prove them right. Kill love for shit, waste my time, take my money, take my life, you're my country. Do you mind, I'm bad for you, my bread and wine. Diallo, 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 oh. Diallo, 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 oh. Diallo, Diallo, oh, oh. Diallo, Diallo, oh. Diallo, Diallo, oh, oh. Diallo, Diallo, oh.
I feel to beat in my chest, I feel to beat in my chest. But with me, you don't get the problem. You don't get the problem, problem.
Tell me what thing you suggest. Tell me what thing you suggest. Girl, I go take them seriously, serious. I'm for you.
Kill your for sure, waste my time.
Take my money, take my life.
You're my country, do you mind?
I'm bad for you, prove them right.
Kill your for sure, waste my time.
Take my money, take my life.
You're my country, do you mind?
I'm bad for you,
I'm bread and wine.
Diallo, 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 Diallo